Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, and welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on UMFM 101.5. I am Brian Svensson, and I am joined in the on the bullpen phone by my pal Chris Zook. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Brian. You know what? We're missing Michael, and I know why now. I just figured this out. He is lamenting the fact that Twinkies, we're taping this on a Thursday night again, and he's lamenting the fact that Twinkies are going to go down in spectacular fashion tonight against the arch rival Yankees, up 7-2 early in the game. They were only the seventh team in history to hit 3 home runs to start a game, and as we're taping right now, it is 10-7, the Yankees, with a huge comeback there, and I think he's just kind of suffering his, you know, I think that's why Michael couldn't make it tonight.
Very well could be. Unfortunately for all of us, the entire world, really, the Yankees are the best team in baseball.
And they're a juggernaut.
It really sucks.
You know, because I kind of watched in and out a bit tonight here. Just it was 7-2, kind of. So I kind of turned it off. I turned it back on. Good. It was 7-5. The next thing I knew, it was 10-7.
They're just so good. It's unreal. It really sucks.
The worst thing is, like, Cole, one of their aces, got knocked around early. So you're like, okay, we're getting to the bullpen. We're all right. Cortez got knocked around yesterday by the Twinkies, and it doesn't really matter.
Aaron Judge is insane. It's not just him. I mean, it's a lot of other players that are just...
They've got a Stanton.
Gleyber Torres seems to have found his magic, and Anthony Rizzo is playing pretty decently well.
Listen to this. Yeah, like... Even Gallo is hit a couple, right? Like, it's like, you know, like, you've got, like, when he's your scrub, right? You know what I mean? Like,
I love Joey Gallo. I think he's criminally underrated, but.
Well, yeah, he's had a tough start to the year, that's for sure. But we also, in that lineup, it kind of works a bit, right? Because he doesn't have to be the guy, right? Like, there's so many guys on that team, as in, you know, guys who just kind of lead a bit. But Judge, I mean, he's definitely early AL MVP leader, right?
He hit 23, 24 home runs?
23, 24.
He's on pace for 64.
Yeah, crazy, right? And not only that, is he's mashing them. It's not like they're just like bloop, you know, like they're not Yankee home runs. Like sometimes at the Yankee Stadium, you can get a couple cheapies because of the short porch.
But he's a right-hander, and it's further out to right center than just about, or sorry, left center than just about any other ballpark in baseball.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But these are no doubters, most of them, right? I read a stat too. What was it at the 40? Is it the 40 win mark or whatever? They had the third best record, like in the last like 40 years or something.
The last
like
time
that,
the Yankees
right?
had a record this good, they won the World Series.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the weird thing, right? The weird thing about this is, I mean, not that anyone wants to, you know, feel bad for that that fan base, whatever, but it's been for them 2009, right? It's actually. Exactly right. You know what I mean? Like it was the Blue Jays are is 93.
Crimea River.
You know, Dodgers finally just won. When if you're
the Mariners haven't made the playoffs in like 20 years, dude.
Yeah, 20. How about this? If you're a Jared Mikitiak listening in there, your Cleveland baseball team has
Guardians. They have a name. Zoop, use it.
Oh, I guess I can use that now. Yeah, I guess so. But it's weird. It's weird to kind of say that. I want to say
I love it. I think the logo is great.
No, the logo's good. The name, but like the Guardians, they haven't won since the '50s. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It's just, and the Expos have never won it.
Probably never will.
Oh, that would hurt, Brian. That would hurt.
Oh, fresh off an ejection, coming back to the dugout. We've got Michael Elves. Mike, hello.
Hi there. Yeah, I know. I said a few things, you know, I mean, we've talked about the umpires before, but I got a little heated. I regret what I said.
It's all right. Don't worry. You know what?
I expect a call from the league office telling me I have a fine to pay.
I'll say this. You know what? The Twins will get back. They'll get back on the winning side again. I believe their record against the Yankees in the last 20 years is like 1-100.
It's abysmal.
It's insane. Lost again tonight when we're taping on Thursday, 10-7. It's unbelievable. We were just saying this, you know, Brian's going to segue into something else here, but the Yankees, as much as they're the hated team, they're on it's incredible. Their role right now. They're kind of unstoppable. I mean, Cole was horrendous today and they still won by three. You know what I mean? Like their ace gets lit up and doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you open a game giving up three home runs, you kind of expect,
you think you're gonna lose, right?
You think you're gonna lose.
Up 7-2 at home. Yeah. That's a game that's, you know, it goes back to this. And Brian, I know you got to go here for something else, but
cool.
But I'll say this, that's why when this stupid unwritten rule about you can't put in more runs and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's the whole point of this.
No.
Especially nowadays where the bat is, you can get run, but they can score runs in bunches, teams, right? Some of them, not all of them, but some. Like that's where you just, there's no,
don't let up, don't take your foot off the gas.
Absolutely not. And I don't think the Twins did. I just think the Yankees are unfortunately that good right now.
They're
just
a very good team. This is the stats back it up. Their run differential,
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Yankees, it's kind of been a bad week for the Joes of the world.
That's right.
Former Yankees manager Joe Girardi let go after an abysmal weekend from the Phillies, followed up by Joe Maddon getting let go by the Angels after they mount a 12-game losing streak. I think they're on to 14 now.
As we're speaking, they're 14 and they've just started to see if they're actually leading after the fifth inning, as we're tapering out 2-1, but that is still lots of time to lose another one. I will say this too. I don't know if you guys heard. So when Maddon gets fired, the next game, they're trying to shake it up. So
Nickelback. What
Angels think, hey, we're going to play Nickelback for walk-up music for the whole team. Didn't work.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I mean,
but yeah, I mean, Joe Girardi and Joe Maddon are two guys that I have regarded as pretty good managers, right?
Those are like, huge. Those are that's massive.
Well, I mean, Maddon going back to his days with Tampa. I mean, like the whole reason that Theo brought him over to Chicago, like
fired a pretty competent manager in Rick Renteria just to get him.
Yeah,
and obviously they probably don't win the World Series without him during that rain delay, right? Calming everybody down.
Yeah, like. By all accounts, what happened in that clubhouse?
We're talking about game seven, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about, you know, Cleveland up. You get that rain delay, and then Chicago manages to
they kind of right the ship, right?
That combination of Joe Maddon and Dexter Fowler in there, you know, making sure that entire team is ready to come out and go to war again once that rain delay finishes, and they end up breaking a huge curse.
I'm just telling you, we're just sticking it right into Jared Mikitiak right now. He just doesn't want to hear any more.
Yeah, but Cleveland baseball, it makes my mom feel happy, and that's more important.
Well, no. Hey, I mean, you know what? It was one long-suffering fan base.
I mean,
one, right? And the Cubs were kind of more the favorite.
And
right?
Someone was going
to
be ecstatically relieved.
Yeah.
So it had to happen.
But it is.
And honestly, I mean, because they had yet to change their name, they did not deserve to win.
That's well, right. No, that there's something to be said for that. And then the other thing is just, but yeah, Girardi winning with the Yankees and Maddon with the Cubs, and just their breadth of kind of managerial careers, it's pretty amazing within about a week span to kind of those are the first two managers to go by the wayside. And yeah.
Especially because, I mean, you're talking, so the Phillies, you know, just one game under 500, and their run differential is actually better than Atlanta right now. And the Angels are, you know,
they're right there
tied with Texas, 9.5 games back. Houston's still doing what it does, but you know, like yes, they were on a skid. Like a 14 game skid is nothing to sneeze at, but
it's a lot.
It is.
You know, I will say we're 60 games into the season.
I will say this.
There's a lot of baseball left.
I totally agree. And I will say this. I always go back to that year with the Nationals where they were well under 500.
I think they were eight games out of a playoff spot. Yeah, it was something great.
Like they were well under it
last year with Atlanta too.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, I mean, this is why you play 162 games.
You might have the two best players in baseball on your team. Like you're going to figure it out.
Well, when you're talking about the Angels, I think not the Phillies, right? Is yes and no, right? I think this is a bit of a panic move because if they would have made the playoffs in the past, I think they stay with the course. But it's interesting because there is so much pressure for this team to make the playoffs. There is that extra wild card, so it should be available. But yeah, the skid didn't help. And then I read something on ESPN about that there was a bit of a schism. Looks like they were trying to do more analytics. And I guess Maddon's a bit more old school. Even though he isn't as old school as some other managers. Like he's not Tony La Russa. But yeah, I guess there was a little bit of schism. But it just seems like they kind of pulled the chute, I feel, a little bit early. Like, I mean, yeah, it's a 12 or 14 game. You could have that. And you could still rebound and win 10 in a row, right?
That's right.
Like Oakland won 20 in that year, you know, Moneyball. And what did it get them? Nothing. You know what I mean? It got them in the playoffs. But you know what I mean? It doesn't get them that far. Like you can win 20 or you can lose 20.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's and about a book. It. Yeah, it was, yeah, they got Brad Pitt to play the, you know.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's a good movie. But it's a really good movie, Zook. It didn't get him a World Series, you know, if you're a fan base. And now they have 3,000 people at the ballpark. You know what I mean? Like, if that.
No, that's being generous.
Yeah. Well, that's what their announced attendance is, right? But, yeah, I mean, I think the Girardi one is also.
Both of them are stunning.
I think so. I think it's also just about expectation too, right? That he'd been there 3 years and they loaded up with some free agent signings and Harper and off the MVP year and they were scuffling.
Okay, but I'm going to hang this one on the GM more, right? Like they have a lot of offense, but none of those guys play defense.
Yeah,
like,
but is
none of them play defense and that matters, right? Like, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think it matters.
But who fires GMs, right? The first one always goes the head coach or the manager, right? Like, that's the fall guy. Like, I mean, it's just the easy way to do it nowadays, right? And I just think, especially those two, like, if you're just talking about, you know, first year skipper or whatever, that's one thing. And these guys, there's a reason they've been in the league this long. It's not, they've won World Series. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
both of them.
Like, yeah, I mean, those don't come around all the time, right? Like,
well, it's only one a year, Zook.
Well, that's what I've heard. Unless Manfred wants to change it up. It's just,
I'm just trying to think of how many active managers right now have won it, right? Like,
That's a great question.
That's a question for got to do some research, but
yeah, I would say like five. I'm gonna just
Tito has one, right?
Snedeker,
Tony
Roberts.
La Russa.
Is it who won for Houston?
Mattingly?
Cora or whatever?
No, Mattingly doesn't. Never
Mattingly right. doesn't.
No, what's the is he in Detroit, the guy who won it?
Oh,
AJ Hinch?
AJ Hinch has got one, right?
Yeah. Asterix.
Yeah, the other Asterix guy in Boston's got one too, Alex Cora.
Cora, yeah. So about four or five.
Yost has one.
No, he's gone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
Does Buck Showalter have one?
No. No, he got to the playoffs and said, I don't think he's ever won one.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have I'll go down a rabbit hole later.
Well, you put it up on the old bench.
Martinez has got one for Washington.
No, that's right. But he didn't get fired, right? They let him go through, and guess what? They won a World Series. That's the point, right?
David Ross has one, but not as a manager. And you can say the same thing about Craig Counsell. He's got one, but not as a manager.
Curious, I think this is a running thing we could do every week for the rest of the year. But did you see more egregious calls by umpires this week? I mean, it is a running joke now. This is a joke on top of a joke.
If ever there was a case for our robot overlords, the umpires are certainly making it of late.
You better believe that they would find other ways to get in arguments, make bad calls, and eject people. Because like the robo umps don't do like the bases, right? They would just do
balls. That's true. Strikes. Yeah, they would just do strictly at the plate.
Yeah, they would find ways to eject people because they're power mongers. Do you see that Angel Hernandez is like, yeah, well, I mean, they've got their metrics that show I'm bad, but it's because they're racist. And I'm like, I'm open to hearing arguments about the MLB being racist because let's be honest, they are. But in regards to Angel Hernandez, man's just bad at his job.
it's
incompetence.
The stats don't lie. Do you know what I mean? It's not
the worst MLB umpire by like a long shot. It's not even particularly close.
Right. If you're in any other profession, aren't you been let go like years ago? Years ago?
You think
like,
so, right?
You would think you get a performance review and you go, hey, you know what? Not so good, Angel. Well, thanks a lot. But
Maybe he makes the argument that it's like a batting average, like he's basically like he's a Ted Williams of umpires.
Oh my goodness. God,
that's Michael. That's a preposterous statement if I've ever heard.
No,
of
I mean it's a low batting average for an ump, but a high batting average.
That's
for a
pretty high batting average for a player. That's right. Yeah. What's the line from Field of Dreams? Succeed 3 out of 10 times, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
You're in the Hall of Fame. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe he's taking that to heart.
Yeah.
Hey Brian, are you off the ledge here? The bats woke up.
Oh, the Blue Jays are back, baby.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are back. Santiago Espinal. Let's go.
Home run jacket is
they kind of got that refurbished and people are wearing it again and stuff like that.
There should be three Jays at the All-Star game. Should be.
Are we talking three position players?
Not three position players, but three players in general.
Vladdy, right? Bichette.
No. Neither of
Gausman?
Them. Gausman. What? Vladdy's been good, but there have been better first basemen this year so far. And Bo's not been really all that good at all. But two position players should be Springer and Kirk.
Kirk has been great. Yeah. Am I correct?
They called up Gabby Moreno. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge, because
Danny Jansen got hurt again.
I saw that live and it was not a good, it was just, he couldn't get out of the way and the ball hit him in the hand. And I don't know how long he's going to be out. But I mean, that's the one thing the Jays have.
He's just so unlucky. He just can't stay healthy.
Sure. But they also have just such a depth at the catcher position, right? It's crazy. I mean, it's one of the few places in all of Major League, right? I mean,
actually kind of surprised they didn't trade a catcher in order to get some more bats. This
still could happen. Right. If everyone gets healthy again, if they got a, then they might want to, pursue that down the road. I mean, I just know that I felt that you were just going to breathe a little bit easier this week because the bats woke up.
I mean, it's been fun watching the Blue Jays this week when I can watch them, which actually they had two games on YouTube this week. So that was pretty fun. I was actually able to watch my team.
That's right.
Which is, not another thing that I would not another rant that I want to start, but it's been pretty fun. Pretty fun. You guys still there?
Yeah. I was going down that rabbit hole. I'm sorry. As you were talking, I was still looking at the current managers and trying to.
I thought we had a little bit of a delay there.
So. I thought so too. Yeah.
No delay.
Technology at its finest.
This is me going back to the previous question and trying to find the answer for it.
Michael, we're happy that you came by here, you know, a little bit late and stuff, but you got to join in the conversation. Okay. Like, I mean, we can just,
he's been joining in. Don't give him shtick. I can read out my, I sent in my all-star ballot today. So, I mean, we can read that out if you guys want to read it.
You sent in your all-star ballot today?
Of course I did. I'll keep sending. You're allowed to send in 5 a day. So
oh, I mean, sure. I know that.
I'm I'll send in 4 homer ballots a day and then 1 real ballot every day.
Oh, sure. No, those are great. I will say I do. I don't think they do that anymore. They used to have back in the old days, they used to have where you put the hole in when you're at the ball at action MLB park.
I did.
Those are the best.
Those are fun. I've done that a couple times.
And you could also write in. You literally physically wrote in, you know, if you wanted to do a write in candidate, like other write of who you wanted to put in there. It was pretty hilarious. And that's where you could stuff the ballot too, right? Now you can do it electronically. Obviously, it's probably even much easier. But there was a back in the day when there wasn't.
Oh, I remember the paper ballot.
You would have people literally taking like just stacks of them and just like the whole game. Just.
Oh, I did. You better believe I did, man. I absolutely have done that on a couple of occasions. Let's talk about my all-star ballot because I think
and I'll just answer the question real quick. It's 5 managers.
See, I was right on the money. I win today. There you go, winner.
All right,
Coro, La Russa, Francona, Hinch, and Dave Martinez. Yeah, and okay. Martinez is the only one with the team he won it with.
Ah, there you go. Wild. That's a good one.
All right, so my American.
Let me guess. Lots of J's. Oh, wait a second, and Trout. Oh, and I just want to let you know, Trout not playing again tonight. Mr. Fragile back on the off the field.
How dare you?
I know.
You're talking about how dare Brian's you? Lord and Savior.
I know. I know. Michael, I always. Michael. I know. Nelson I can always Trout. Just let me just say that. Like, it doesn't help when that guy can't be on the field sometimes. Like, he's actually
rude.
I feel like he's
rude.
Going the way of like Albert
Come
Pujols.
Come
like,
on.
Like, he's just
rude.
Fragile now.
All right, so. In the American League at first base, Ty France of the Seattle Mariners. At second base, Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros.
Never heard of him.
At third base, Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox.
Solid.
Short stop, Tim Anderson from
Chicago White Sox. You're wrong about that. It's Cal Ripken. It's every year it's Cal Ripken.
Okay. All right. At catcher, Alejandro Kirk.
No. That's Gary Carter. That's for sure.
How dare you? In the outfield, I've got Judge, Springer, and Michael Nelson Trout.
No, it's Dawson, Cromartie, and Stargell.
Zuke, what year is it?
I think you're looking at a whole ballot there.
I was looking at my punch-up ballot.
Also, you confused your AL catcher there because Carter would not have been eligible.
That's never. Oh, this, yeah, no, that's right. Never.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no. I was
Expos
totally
and then Mets. And then DH, I've got Yordan Alvarez. In the National League, Paul Goldschmidt. Jazz Chisholm, Manny Machado, Trey Turner, Ronald Acuna Jr., Mookie Betts, Mike Yastrzemski, Wilson Contreras.
Yastrzemski, really?
He's been real good. He's been real good.
Oh, there's not someone who's in the top 3 of outfielders?
He's really good, Zook.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm sure I can find. Say the other two again.
The other two outfielders?
Yeah.
Acuna and Betts.
Where's Harper?
At DH.
Oh, okay.
And then Wilson Contreras is the catcher. He's already put up 1.6 wins above replacement this year. He's got a 147 WRC plus.
You always like to lead with that. It's unbelievable.
His triple slash is .288, .395, .471. Come on. He's doing really good.
I don't know about that one. I think you just like. You like that guy, period.
I like Yastrzemski. I do, but he's had a really good season.
Who else are you
putting in that slot? Soto, maybe, but he's hitting .225. And while, you know, average doesn't matter all that much, it still matters some, you know, and .225 is embarrassing. And it's not like he's been good at defense this year either. Well, you're going to put Kyle Schwarber out there again, awful defense, and defense matters to me. It's not Tommy Pham, maybe Jock Peterson. He's the only one, only other one I think I might consider in that spot.
You might have a point here. I would Soto maybe.
Soto's the only other one I'll hear an argument for. Soto and Jock are the two, but Yastrzemski's having a better season, than Soto so far. And I think he's a better, outfielder defensively than Jock. And that's it. It's early, right? It's early. I'll hear the arguments. It's not like this is the ballot. There's a lot of good players.
No, you already put it in. What are you talking about? You said you put in five today.
I did. And of course, four of them was just every single Blue Jay.
Sure. I mean, that's not going to happen, but.
No,
Yaz,
but I mean.
Yaz is currently the number five outfielder overall in both leagues.
So, you know.
Who's ahead of him if he's number five?
Judge, Trout, Betts.
Oh, right. You got the overall. It's not just list. On the NL. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll let it.
It's been good.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's been good.
I would still put in Andre Dawson. Every year would be mine, but the Hawks.
You can. In fact, if you go there, you can write in candidates, Duke. So if you want to go ahead and just put 100%. the entire
I would put
Expos
the entire,
alumni,
like,
go
the
for
eight,
it.
Yeah.
Larry Walker, Andre Dawson, Tim Raines. There's
Pedro,
your outfield. Vladimir
Pedro,
Guerrero.
I would put
DH,
Randy Johnson
Andres
from the Galaga. That would be huge.
Jose Vidro.
Oh my goodness. Well, actually, what am I saying? El Presidente, right? El Perfecto. I mean, that's that Pedro. Goes right. Dennis Martinez.
Oh yeah, Dennis. I mean, we love all Martinezes that
they're fantastic there. Yeah. Oh, I actually can't forget Alou. Moises. There's what a great
Billy in the bullpen.
Yeah. I mean, the Expos have had a lot of good outfielders. Yeah. It's kind of hard to name good infielders for them. No Kelly Grubers on that team, that's for sure.
Yeah. And now we're just going down a rabbit hole here. Michael, have you got to a Gold Ice game yet this year?
No, I have not. Unfortunately, this past weekend, was busy with some soccer and some other things. So
no, that's all right.
Did not get, and then now they're on the road. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed over the Father's Day weekend. Although
I'm taking my old man
a
on Father's
son's
Day
golf tournament to go to, so
I'm taking my old man on Father's Day against Lincoln.
My brother's Day actually, matinee. Yeah. My brother's coming in for the first week of July from out east and hasn't been here forever, with his younger daughter. And hopefully, weather holds up. I think they play a couple games there. That would be nice. It's just, you know, and the weather's turned nice finally in Winnipeg somewhat. Summer's kind of here. It's always just nice to see a ball game wherever it is, right?
Just cover your beer so those poplar seeds don't.
Wow, they're all over the place right now.
Holy,
in Manitoba. It's
oh,
crazy.
You know where I was on the weekend that I couldn't go to the Gold Ace game? I was at Pride. I took my kids to Pride. And I don't know if you guys did talk about it, but the Rays.
I haven't talked about it. I've got players. Time to talk about that.
So the Rays.
It's embarrassing.
I first saw it on Razzball, but several players on the Rays removed the rainbow kind of starburst on the Tampa Bay Rays hats and shirt decals and said it was a religious choice.
And, yeah, I mean, if it's basically like, if we're going to start allowing that, are we going to start allowing players to not wear the military uniforms on Memorial Day?
I was just
going to
say about the camouflage.
Like, how are we going to feel if they decided not to wear
42? But it wasn't even that. It was weird. This year was really weird. They wore them early, too. Wasn't it actually even for Memorial Day? It was like
the weekend
before.
And
then how about this? Do you have like, what if you have a corporate logo on your uniform and you don't agree with their policy?
Cover that up.
You just cover that up too. I mean, I guess if you want to go down there, if you're going to
say, not for women's rights, do you not wear the pink jersey?
It's ridiculous. It's
embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous.
Not that I was ever going to roster Jason Adams, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson in fantasy, but I know that they're on my do not draft list now.
Nick Anderson too. He dug himself a deep, deep, deep hole on Twitter. I'll dig it out and I'll read it out. It's really, really disgusting.
It was not a good look at all.
Right after Gabe Kapler kind of comes out about the anthem and his position and seeing a player use their notoriety and their chance to talk to the media for a positive thing for then a bunch of players to go out and do this. It was really upsetting, but it reminds me that, like, unfortunately the background of a lot of these players were cheering for laundry. and we don't necessarily know how they feel until they open their mouths and do something like this. And it's really an unfortunate situation because, yeah, you would not ever think of someone doing this when it came to honoring the veterans. Or
sure, I mean, you also have the Major League Baseball where they're trying to, you know, they have diversity programs, inclusivity, mm-hmm. and you're right about that, right? They're trying to grow this game. This is, we've talked about this endlessly, right?
Attracting new fans.
This is, yeah, especially younger fans, right? Like it is baseball's in trouble. Like, let's just straight up just say this, right? Like, I mean, it's a generation that they have really missed out here. And if they don't, you know, and this isn't just being progressive, this is just with the times, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you're right. Like, no one questions that they wear these camouflage. Why? You know, somehow we celebrate that, but we can't celebrate other aspects of society.
The worst thing too, right, is that, like, being in the military is a choice. You know, and sure, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have made a lot of sacrifices in order for us to be able to live the lives that we live, and I respect that.
100%.
You know, when the time comes, I honor that, but it's a choice. You make that choice. When it comes to being LGBTQ or African American or any sort of minority, that's not a choice. You're just that way. That's just who you are. You can't change that. And, you know, it's really tough to see, it's really tough to see people with a platform go out there and basically tell people, the people that are struggling, these people that have been told their entire life that, hey, it's not okay to be who you are, to then double down on that and then be like, no, like, we're really not okay with you being who you are. Like, could you imagine being a LGBTQ baseball fan, and especially in Tampa, and seeing some of your favorite players basically tell you, like, hey, we don't respect who you are as a human being, period. But we're willing
against
to go,
our religion.
Yeah, we're willing to go out. We think that you're not only do we think that you're a lesser, but we true and honestly believe that because of something that's not a choice, but we're going to label as a choice, is the reason why you're going to a really dark place after you've passed away. And we're not, because we're righteous. And that's just, you know, that's the kind of thing that really hurts people. It really, really hurts people. And you know, you want to talk about driving people away from the game. That's the kind of thing that not only drives people away from the game, but drives them into a really dark place mentally.
Not only that, but and I would agree with everything you said, Brian. I think the other thing is, it's the flip side, is that what Tampa Bay was doing was supposed to be a positive thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's the whole point. Unfortunately, that's baseball's the society we live in a bit, right? Of course it is. And it should be, is that, you know, what they're trying to do is recognize that, period, you know, end of story, right? Is that, you know, it's a gesture. It's to recognize that community and all communities that should be inclusive in baseball and in this society. You know, it's just,
I don't know which sportscaster said it kind of later in the week after this first broke, but, you know, pointing out, like, basically what you're saying is you don't support your teammates because guaranteed at some point you have played with someone.
Yeah, 100%.
With a queer player, with someone who's gay, and that you fundamentally don't see them
as
equal to you.
Yeah.
And I
also, the league, you know, honestly, like, they've come down on people, like, writing stuff on their cleats and having messages and messing with their uniforms.
Every single one of the guys who took the stuff off the uniform should get a suspension. Every single one.
There should be, like, it's a far more egregious thing to do this than to, like, write the, you know, initials of someone you love who's passed.
Yep.
As has been done. And the league has instituted fines in the past for those kinds of actions.
And more than that, their forfeited salary should be donated to causes,
GLAD or some other organization.
100%. 100%.
100%. Can I just tip a hat and also pour one out? Real quick here. This is Joey Votto had his 800th career extra base hit earlier this week. Mm. And why this was a big deal was that the umpire asked for the ball to be taken out of the play because they wanted to keep that as memento for him. And Madison Bumgarner was the pitcher that night, was not too pleased.
Oh, and get out of here, Mad Bum. Absolute red-bummed wiener.
Then he got thrown another ball. He didn't like why they took the ball out, because I guess he liked that ball or something. I don't know. He gave up an extra base hit, but whatever. Anyway, so he threw back that one in disgust, and then he got another one. And so he really showed up there, Joey Votto there. But so I tip a hat and also pour one out for both instances. Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
What there, a weirdo. Right?
But I'll tell you this, Joey Votto, we were saying earlier that he was scuffling a bit, and a lot of people were. You see some of the bats now coming around, right? There's been a bit of a change as the season is, you know, maybe warmed up a bit.
We're into summer now.
Right, yep. Exactly, right? So speaking of that, pity party.
Not sure what's on it yet, because it's going to be happening live again.
Oh, it's a live show.
I could call in this time, right?
I really hope you do, yeah. Zoo.
What time are we doing it
one
again?
To three one o'clock. Until three. One every to three single Friday,
Central
but
time,
this Friday,
but you're back
in person.
In live.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to request. I don't even know what I'm going to request, but I'm going to call.
Can't wait.
It's going to be at 204-269 UMFM. Am I right there, Michael? Yep. Pretty good, huh? Off the top of my head there. That's exciting stuff.
That's it for this week's Bench Jockeys. Thanks so much for joining
us. Michael, just remember next time when we're taping, you know, it's...
Yeah, I know. I'll try not to get into it with the umpire.
You know what? Just be... Just,
back in the
don't
dugout.
Don't be a mad bum. Just,
off
just,
the field.
Just be Michael Elb. That's all we ask for.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Zook. What are we going to do?
We're going to play!
Oh my.
Strike three, you're out.